Okay, please welcome the latest nightmare of Mark Shuttleworth's dreams, Martin Graslin.
Okay, thank you for this funny introduction. Today I'm here to talk about the porting efforts for Qt to Qt 5. So this is still running Qt 4 code. I actually hope that I would be able to do it on Qt 5, but instead I spent the last weeks working on Wayland, which was a little shift in the process. So you probably know me, otherwise you would probably not be here. So I'm currently the Qt maintainer. And since January, I have the chance to work full-time on Qt, thanks to Blue Systems, with a focus on porting to Qt 5 and Wayland. I'm also not running Wayland. I have seen Kevin's talk this morning with the screen connection problems, and that scared me a little bit off because I've never tried to hotplug a screen. So I stick with X11. But if you want to see the latest progress, just hunt me down during Academy. I want to give a small disclaimer for this presentation. I will show many things which looks like that I disagree with changes done in Qt, but that's not the case. I think all the changes done in Qt 5, especially you, concerning the QPA and the removal of low-level functionality, have been right. Also, I do not think that the former Qt developers and also me in the past did any mistake by using those functionality offered in Qt. It was the right decision back then. So maybe the talk will sound a little bit harsh at a few points, but I agree to all these changes. So this is a slide basically taken from the Qt 5 roadmap keynote at the Qt Developer Days 2012, which promises 99% source compatibility. So basically, you just recompile your application, change a little bit in CMake, and you're done. Well, obviously, the cake is a lie. So this is probably true for all the wonderful applications out there, but not for an application like Qt. So that's why we are the 1%. So 99% have no problems, 1% has. So one nice problem is if you filter X events. So this is something I extracted from the C++ API changes on the qtproject.org. It's about the native event filter. And it tells us here that on X11, X events are replaced with XDB generic event T due to the switch to XDB, which requires porting the application code to XDB as well. So, wonderful. So, we have half a sentence telling us that we have to port from XLib to XDB if we want to go to Qt 5. Now, it's not completely right. We still can use XLib, but we can no longer use the X event filter. I will go more into more detail about this later on in the talk. But we have another nice thing here, and that is QPA. So all the platform ports actually got removed. Now, I think QPA is something really awesome, but the platform ports had some advantages which we made use of in Qt, and all this does not work anymore. So we had to do something about that. And I have here an example for what the platform ports provided. This is the documentation of QPXMap handle. Basically, it tells us that we get the PixMap's handle to the device context. So it's about having a mapping to the underlying windowing system. And it has here a nice warning that this function is X11 specific. Using it is non-portable. Okay, X11 specific. We have another warning here. Since Qt 4.8, PixMaps do not have an X11 handle unless created with from X11 PixMap, or if the native graphic system is explicitly enabled. It's not entirely correct. This was already the case since the graphic system Raster got introduced and Raster was used. So even before, this constraint already was present. Now, the handle method changed a little bit in Qt 5. It returns a Qt platform pixmap pointer. But it is no longer listed in the documentation. Handle is nevertheless, and also the from X11 pixmap and the other stuff, referenced in the documentation, at least in the 5.0 documentation. I did not check the latest one, I must admit. This change is not mentioned in the C++ API changes, so you cannot find out about it, and it has not been deprecated in Qt 4, which is also unexpected because normally you would think that things you are not supposed to use anymore would be deprecated before. Nevertheless, we have been warned. It clearly said in the documentation it's X11 specific and it's not portable. Now, for a normal developer, that should look like something like that. To a Quinn developer, it looks like something like that. Keep calm and hack on. I mean, that's the most wonderful thing there is. We are an X11 window manager, and someone does the work for us. So we don't look like, oh, we shouldn't use that. We go like, oh, that's nice, we used that. And that's how we developed Quinn for the last 10 years. Now, this obviously gives us a problem. How do we find these problems which we need for porting? After all, they are not documented, they are not deprecated, and compiling against Qt 5 is not really an option because there are many other things which you might run into because also frameworks changes and lots of stuff with CMake. So just recompiling and looking for what breaks is not really an option, especially for this QPixmap stuff. So if your code expects a handle and it gets a non-handle, it still compiles maybe and just doesn't work then at runtime. So yeah, that's a tricky question. Just repeating what David said, there's an idea of adding it to the QX11 info module. I used your handle, QPixmap handle, just as an example. There are many such cases which we run into Quinn. And actually, I think that it's a good thing that QPixmap does not reference an XPixmap anymore. So that's quite okay. So yeah, how do we find such issues? And what I actually did was using educated guesses. So we knew about this QPixmap problem because we have run into it before with the graphic system. And we also started to just search for things like from X11 to X11, anything what has to do with X11. And we started to track them down in the wiki and started to port away from such usages. Here I want to show a little bit of how deeply we actually use the abstraction. So this is code taken from 4.10, which I reworked. We create a queue widget, and later on we only use the window ID provided in the queue widget. So we see it here for two usages, and I tracked down the complete code base. We never used anything else except the window ID. So what this code does is it uses QWidget just as an abstraction over an X window, which is total overkill because we don't use any feature provided by QWidget. We just use the window ID. And being an X11 window manager, we should not be afraid of using the X API to interact with the X windowing system. And for the future, this also brings a nice problem because it assumes that a Q widget is an X window. Now, if we think of Wayland, that's certainly not longer the case. So such cases will be very difficult to track down. I hope that was the only one. But after all, not everything what used to be X is X. Now in 4.8, I changed that a little bit, and we now use a low-level XCB window T directly, and also the support window is no longer held by Quinn, but in the derived class. But also while changing that, we had run into a few issues. So we noticed that we actually need a round trip before passing the window ID to this root info object. That's not documented, nobody expected it. That's just how the nice interactions between X and the asynchronous API work. So that was kind of a surprise. And another problem we noticed was that our code broke because we passed in an invalid window size. So the Qt code didn't have a window size. So I didn't think of setting a proper window size. So changing the width and height from 0 to 1 fixed that problem. Now another interesting usage we have in Quinn is the QCursor class. And we used three methods from them, which might seem relatively harmless. That is the QCursor pers, so getting the position and setting the position and the handle. Now what's the handle of a QCursor? Now apparently QCursor references an X cursor, so the underlying data structure for a cursor. Now, let's first look at the position code. That is very interesting, because it performs a round trip to the X server each time you call that. Now, if you do something like post.x and post.y, you have two round trips to the X server. That's actually still the case in Qt 5. Now, that's probably totally fine for most applications. But for a window manager, we rather often get the cursor position. And we have internally an optimized replacement, but did not use it everywhere. So the solution was pretty simple here, to just start to use our optimized replacement everywhere. And also this showed a problem for the future. Now in future with Wayland, Quinn will control the cursor position. So why should we ask Qt to get the cursor position, which we set? Another example is qcursor zpurs. So that's just a wrapper around one method, xwar pointer. Yeah, we could use the low-level functionality. And again, for the future, we have a small problem, because currently Wayland doesn't support wrapping the pointer yet. Something I, in general, agree, but for a session compositor, it might be useful. We have to see about that. Now, the really interesting one is the handle. So, as I already mentioned, QCursor references an XCursor, and this allows you to set, with a low-level API, the cursor of an X window. Now, why would anyone want to use that? You have a high-level abstraction to set the cursor on a Q widget. Why would you want to set the cursor in a low-level way? I don't know. So in Quinn, we had use cases. I can hardly imagine that anybody else has a use case except for that, except David. Well, I told him about it. the solution we came up with was that we introduced our own replacement for QCursor. And this always uses our optimized position code and also provides the mapping from the Qt cursor shape to the X cursor and nowadays also to the Wayland cursor. And we have there a few additional features which Qt doesn't provide, like tracking mouse cursor changes or mouse pulling. So things we generally need for the effect system. So, now the complete QPix map story. So it's rather obviously Quinn is an X11 window manager, so and an X11 compositor. So what we have to do is to composite XPixMap. So as I just explained, QPixMap used to be a wrapper around XPixMap. And if you've ever used XRender or OpenGL directly to do 2D painting, you will notice that QPainter has a much, much nicer API. So developers are lazy, and they then just create a QPixMap, render with QPainter on it, create and get the X11 PixMap handle, and composite that to the screen. Much, much nicer, much, much easier. Now, Qt 4.5, I think, I didn't really find that. The internet kind of lost track over the old Qt releases. Introduced the graphic system raster. And with that, the QPixMap no longer references an XPixMap, which means the handle actually returns zero, and all our assumptions break. The solution to that was pretty simple. We just have to hard enforce the native system, so everything stays as it is. QPixMap is still an XPixMap, and handle returns a valid PixMap, and the world is nice. Now, this has obviously a small problem. The raster engine got introduced for a reason, and that is native is pretty bad. And it's still bad. And another problem we noticed was that filling the QPixMap with a transparent value is pretty expensive for some drivers. And texture from PixMap can be pretty expensive on some drivers. So overall, it might not be what we actually want to do. So it happened. A new developer appeared and had something like a wonder patch, changing the complete usage of Qwin to use raster in the OpenGL compositing pass and solving the problem for the XRender compositor by just using the from X11 PixMap everywhere where we needed an XPixMap. So, the XRender compositor basically got forced into continuing to use the native system, while everything else was able to use the raster system, which was pretty awesome. So now we had the good parts of QPixMap, but no longer the bad parts. Now actually we should have noticed something there. We should not have started using the from X11 PixMap, but just found our own solution, which we didn't do, so shame on us. So what we had then was that XRender started to really suck with all modern parts of Qwin. That is especially for window decorations written in QML or the alt-tab switcher in QML. So you don't want to use the native window system for QML. But if you use the XRender compositor, you was kind of forced to. And we especially noticed that when we changed the plastic window decoration in 4.10 to use QML, and we got many complaints about bad performance, especially if you wanted to use a remote desktop. So that's basically why I said in Will's talk that remote doesn't really work anymore with KDE. And it's all over the place because you have nowadays everywhere the raster engine. Now for Qt 5, this actually had meant that we have only two possible solutions for the complete XRender compositor. So we either drop it or we improve it to a point that it's getting useful again on raster. And I think that having a non-OpenGL compositor is a really good thing. So I started to completely rework it for 4.11, so that is all in the upcoming release, and we now do not use the from X11 PixMap anymore, so we can just operate on normal QPixMap in the raster engine. And nevertheless, we still use it if we are on the native graphic system, and so basically this part of Qwin is solved. But obviously, we have also a few hidden gems. So, for example, Q region references an X region. Who would have known that Q region actually is a data structure for the X windowing system? We used that for setting windowing shapes. You can do the same by just referencing the REX directly, so that was pretty simple. And then there's the queue session manager, which is not implemented at all for X11 currently in Qt 5. So that's something I completely ignored. If you like session management, so if you think it's a good thing that your session gets restored on login, please start working on that, because I don't care about that. I suspend my system. The queue session manager was very, very interesting, because we also use there a method called handle, and that one is not even documented in Qt 4. So that was interesting when I looked it up, and I didn't find it in the documentation. So I checked the source code whether it's really there. Now, the big problem for the upcoming port is the X11 event handler. So the task of a window manager is to process X events and to react properly. Like you have a map window request, and then you should map the window. For that, we currently implement the X11 event filter. And this method got removed and has been replaced by this XDB event filter, which I already mentioned. So basically, from my perspective, the event filter is actually the heart of Qwin. And it's something like 1,500 lines of huge switch statement with if this event type do that, if that event type do that. So it's not really easy to unit test something like that. And we don't have any unit tests for that. After all, it's from 1999. And another nice problem about that is that a huge part of our event handler is not in Qwin, but in Kwindow system in KDE Ellipse. So the problem is a little bit split over two applications. That is mostly that we use the netwininfo and netrootinfo classes, which update properties. And we have here a few obstacles if we want to port the X event filter, and that is we cannot switch to XCB while running on Qt 4. And that means we have to do the switch to Qt 5 and the porting of the complete event filter at the same time. And only after that we will know whether it works or not. So it has to be one huge patch, and then we can start fixing again, which is something I really do not like. And I would really like to have unit tests for that, but I don't see how to do that because it's all calling directly into the complete window manager. So I think it was a good idea to not use Wayland. another problem is that not all the features we use from XLib are actually available in XCB, so we still have to look into how to use these parts. So, short status of the porting. The QPixMap, QCursor, QRegion, and all these things are done, but the session management is, as I mentioned, still a to-do because it's also needed support in Qt. So if you like it, get working on that. And the event filter is the next big thing. I intend to start on that very soon once Sebas merged all his Qt 5 changes for Plasma into the master branch. So the current status is that you can get Qwin compiling on Qt 5, but it doesn't run. So, and with that, I'm at the end of my talk, and I'm ready to answer any questions.
Thanks for the talk, very informative. I don't know anything about Wayland. What about native event filtering on Wayland? Is that something that's missing in Qt before you can actually do that in Qwin?
No, that's not a problem at all because we interact directly with Wayland. So what I'm currently have is all on Qt 4. So it's not really a problem. I just open a Qsocket notifier and process the events myself. And it's probably the only way we can currently do it because the code base overall depends on X too much, so before we
are not able to get rid of X completely, it will be difficult to use the Qt abstractions for that. Probably not for Quinn's use case, because we are more low level in that case. At least I hope so.
Any other question? Okay, then thank you very much, Martin.
Thanks.